and whisper a picture.
And then our mind continue working.
Take it from, that is concept taken from different nimittas and some different things.
Yeah. We cannot pinpoint really. It's too difficult to know which door we
have. Otherwise, there will not be the understanding of visible object.
It has to be in the mind.
As no one, see?
Yeah, as no one. In the mind or
it has to pinpoint to what door we have, but there is the idea of something after seeing.
It arises more than we could have imagined.
Deeper and deeper, as there is deeper understanding.
Little by little, by little, by little, by little.
Even right now, the understanding of visible object can develop at moment of seeing and letting go the idea of something in it. Otherwise, never understand visible object as just a reality that cannot be anyone at all.
And I think if we don't hear this often, we get lost in our story.
The teachings has no meaning at all. It's only words. Like we can repeat, seeing sees visible object. But what is seen now is nimitta of visible object, deeper than we think.
Right, yes.
From nimitta to concept, it's known by that shape and form as something. Otherwise, how can it be known as this person or that person?
When we know when there's a direct experience of seeing, the nama of seeing, that is the nimitta of seeing?
Certainly. What about just a moment of seeing, followed by sampatichanna, before there can be many, many, many moments of seeing to be known as not just only one moment of seeing right now. What about sampatichanna and other jittas in between and then seeing again? And then other jittas again, and then seeing again. It seems like there is only seeing. So this is the nimitta of vijnana. It's called vijnana nimitta. Even jitta has nimitta. So nimitta of the five khandhas, rupa nimitta, vedana nimitta, sanya nimitta, sankhara nimitta, vijnana nimitta. In all, sankhara nimitta includes everything which arises and falls away that can be known just only one reality at a time.
And Panya will grab, right now it's difficult to understand nimitta of seeing, it's easier to understand nimitta of visible object, but Panya will work
it begins way. To see that what is known now is only the nimitta. See? Learn to understand each moment as it is. Without realities, there's no nimitta, but they arise and fall away in split seconds. Cannot be known, only just one.
I have one in.
Or two, or three, but by nimitta of them. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Is it not like this? See, so real, so true, and learn to understand life. Yeah. Ignorance is there. We don't have to look for ignorance. But the understanding is, even ignorance itself cannot understand ignorance. What is the object of ignorance? See? Ignorance is a reality which experiences an object like citta and other cetasika. So at any moment citta experiences anything and no understanding, there is ignorance of that object. Until panya develops, see, little by little, gradually, like those people in the Buddha's time, they had developed panya enough to understand the teachings and realities. Without those who are interested in the learning about the truth of the teaching, it's useless for Buddha to teach.
It seems impossible to understand the characteristic of ignorance, because if there is ignorance as object, how can there be
understanding? But at moment of understanding, the first thing is a reality. No need to try to pinpoint it now. I begin to understand ignorance or anything, because that's only thinking. The world of darkness, there are only five spots, which is the spot of visible objects, is seen, spot of sound, which is heard, and other moment, always in darkness. But it does not appear as that. So we cannot understand by just looking or not learning about the truth of it. Even visible objects, see, it takes time to understand. No one in it to whom you are talking about. Live alone with thinking, no matter you're speaking out or not. But it's thinking. Seeing and thinking, hearing and thinking. Without seeing and hearing, they're still thinking. By conditions, anatta, no one can change the way it is.
Because the discussion in the hotel, right? I think I take it into my room.
Hearing and thinking.
So one can see the characteristic of awareness only when it arises, and it is aware so quick before we can imagine. Like seeing, it arises before no one can have it arise or think that one can do anything. And its conditions is understanding. Intellectual understanding is very important. Without intellectual understanding, no conditions for right awareness to arise, be aware of a characteristic, just a characteristic at a time. Because only hardness here, no one there, nothing there, no world at all, only hardness and that which experiences it. And this is the teachings about the truth. Citta arises only one moment at a time.
Just when you spoke earlier about ignorance, we talk about ignorance all the time, but
it arises unknowingly.
But you sort of forget that it operates and experiences objects as well.
Yeah.
As Panya does. Mm-hmm. We talk about Panya experiencing objects all the time, but so does ignorance. It's not just ignorance, this great mass of ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, it's so.
So subtle.
That's a good point, because when we hear about the thick black curtain, we might just think of some
thick black curtain.
But ignorance is also experiencing objects, but only 5 points of in darkness.
Only one is light. See?
In 5 points in darkness. Can you explain that?
Eyes, seeing, whisper object.
Yes.
Hearing, sound.
Yes.
Five. Other three.
Five senses.
But only one is visible.
Yes. But okay, we've got eyes, seeing, sound.
Smell, touch.
Touch. Taste. That's not darkness, though. Yes.
All in darkness, only seeing visible object, like a dream. There's so many things in a dream, like now, so many things in thinking.
some sipping.
Sticky rice and sweet things.
And we don't get many opportunities to hear that unless we listen to the Dhamma taught correctly,
Yes.
the words of the Buddha.
About now. About now.
Mm-hmm. Generally, the world is not interested in listening to seeing, hearing, tasting. It's a very rare teaching.
Only these are the Buddha's teachings. About nimitta.
We can't see the food.
Many nimittas.
Nimitta pole.
Many.
Many nimitta.
All nimittas. Yeah.
Leftover.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bandati.
Yes.
Leftover.
Banyati.
Banyati.
I think
Banyati concept. Yes.
Known. It's known. That which is known.
Banyati.
Same as.
As something.
As something.
Yeah.
That's the same as
this
panyati,
is known
right?
as plate, this
yes,
is known
yes,
as.
Yes.
See? Panyati of nimitta.
Panyati, oh, okay. The concept derived from nimitta. That's interesting, that linking up. I mean, it's all.
Like
it's
a
all
child,
conceptual
the
now,
newly born baby, there is nimitta, but no panyati.
Yes.
Until it kept on repeating and repeating, and memory sanya
right.
remembers until it gets that
right.
as something, as panyati.
Right.
The visible object is seen, no idea about people, things, who's who. But later on, panyati comes from remembering the shape and form, the nimitta. So the only worthy moment is moment of having a reality as the object of understanding. The beginning of understanding the world of what really appear arising and falling away. So just experience hardness, ordinary, usually, is different from moment when awareness is aware. Almost appear like at the same time, the characteristic is there, clear enough to be known, or literally translated as appear well.
Mm-hmm. Appears well.
W-E-W-L.
Well.
Yes.
Now, it does not appear well, even
no,
though
no.
it's holding it, see? But when awareness is there, hardness is there. Which means clear, but not clear comprehension, which is highly developed panya.
Yeah.
But it begins to know the characteristic which is hard. And later on, nothing but hardness and that which experience. And later, more understanding about the arising and falling away. Otherwise, it cannot eradicate the idea of self, which is very deeply rooted, latent tendency of wrong understanding of the idea of self.
Panyati
from nimitta. Without nimitta, no one there, see? But panyati takes nimitta for what and what? Something there. Faster than we can imagine. Not only nimitta, but also concept and other cetasikas arise when time comes. 3 moments after seeing, hearing, then kusala and akusala ready to ooze,
it's the lower part, it's the akusala that oozes, right? The kusala is
the
clear.
The asava, and that is asava in Pali.
Means ooze.
Yes, see, ooze, unknowingly, ready to come out any time when any object appear, but not at moment of being fast asleep. No condition for the latent tendency to condition moment of the arising of akusala. And for an arahanta, imagine not even that asava at any moment.
It's hard to imagine.
How great panya is there, that it can eradicate completely all akusala.
Sticky web.
Right, yeah.
We cannot imagine.
At moment of understanding, one can see that understanding can develop better and better. But it takes time, quite a long, long time, to know that whisper object is no one in it. But the nimitta can be moment of thinking of shape and form, and there's the idea about that as something all the time.
You said the nimitta can be the moment of thinking. It precedes the moment of thinking, doesn't it? Conditions the moment of thinking.
You see, and the arising and falling away of reality so fast. So that which appears is not just visible object, but what appears is nimitta.
Yes.
Because of the rapidity of the succession of the arising and falling away. And at moment of experiencing nimitta, it's known, can be known by that shape and form as what and what. Concept is there.
So the concept is there at the moment nimitta appears?
When you take nimitta as snake, human being, plate, table, is there any idea of nimitta as something? No? No, you? Yeah?
Oh, yes, there's an idea. I I picture this, thinking thinks of this as the nimitta and another step leading to the creed.
Say thinking thinks of this as nimitta.
Pardon?
Did you say?
At the moment, thinking is thinking of it as nimitta, yes. I'm thinking about it.
Oh, I see.
I'm conceptualizing.
Of shape and form?
No, I'm sort of conceptualizing this process and the succession of the arising and falling away.
Which cannot be known now?
It can be known now, but it isn't.
Cannot be known.
The arising and falling away cannot be known now.
Yeah.
But the nimitta,
the succession of the arising and falling away.
So the succession, if panya arises, what is it aware of after the succession of that?
Nimitta.
And it knows
and learn to know.
It knows nimitta as
and learn to know the characteristic of reality. But one cannot experience the rapidity of the succession of the arising and falling away. But like now seeing, what we call just seeing, is not a moment. But there is seeing.
Yes.
We cannot count. And it seems like just only seeing, but actually many moments of seeing. So that is nimitta of seeing.
Yes.
To be known as there is that characteristic which sees.
We know that.
I was going to say, if a light is blinking, but faster than the eye can see, each on and off is faster than the eye can see.
So it looks like it's not blinking, right?
But if there's a succession of blinks, then it appears. It can be seen
as a continuous blink.
Yes.
Yes.
As a
continuous shine, flash. A continuous light.
So that's the idea of the nimitta that John is saying.
Yeah.
That the realities are arising and falling away in succession.
It's still not clear if the characteristics of nimitta are the same as the characteristics of visible object. that appears to I sense.
They are.
The characteristic of a visible object is known by the experiencing of the nimitta. The nimitta, for all intents and purposes, is the reality.
Okay. It's the nimitta of the reality, and it's identical to the reality, but it's not individual nimittas arising, individual realities arising and falling away. It's the succession that appears as one.
And then several nimittas experienced, and the conceptualizing from those concepts is drawn up.
Of people and things. Yes. Okay.
And it's a continuing process. It never stops. Mm. Unless there's bhavanga.
That's why.
Unless we're asleep.
Called samsara, the succession of the arising and falling away all the time, non-stop.
Can you explain a little bit about characteristic of vitakka?
And passa and see the same exactly, yeah.
Because at the moment of thinking is vitakka is like. The main character, the reality that is.
Can we say that it touch the object?
No.
Why not?
Because it's.
So citta arises and experiences an object like passa. Passa just contact.
Yes.
But this touching.
Yes.
And sati is aware. See, so many realities arising together in a moment.
Yes.
They are different realities.
So it's like just thinking about.
That's why it said that rupa nimitta, one knows that it's about that which cannot experience. Right?
Yes.
Rupa nimitta of visible object, rupa nimitta of sound, rupa nimitta of smell, and rupa nimitta of feeling. See? And rupa nimitta of sanya, and then rupa nimitta of sankhara, including vitakka and sati and panya and manasikara and jivitindriya and other cetasikas. They all come at once. At a moment of experiencing with citta. So how can one detect the different characteristic of each? Only panya can. Depending on what level of panya and what can be object of panya. Otherwise there wouldn't be the foremost of panya like Sariputta.
I used to believe that to get to the heartwood, we have to start by getting the peel, the bark, and take off the leaves. But we have to have a taste of the heartwood.
Otherwise, how can we know whether it's right or wrong? Mm. Yeah.
I think so.
Because when it's right, it has to do with the reality at this moment. Mm. And one can see whether it's right or wrong, true or not. Not just believe. That's why the person who doesn't study by oneself cannot know what's right and what's wrong. Just believe in different people.
But if we have a teacher that just says, raise your arm, and we raise our arm, that's no good.
No understanding of the conditions at all.
Yes.
So the more one understands the teaching, like how fast reality arises and falls away, even when it is object, it just then passes away. That's why there is no clinging to that which has gone, because one knows that as soon as it appears, it's gone. As soon as it appears, it's gone. So what about the next one? Depending on understanding whether there is awareness or attachment to the previous one. It has to be one's own understanding.
But when we hear about the sticky web and we understand the sticky web, it can be discouraging, but understanding slowly develops.
The teachings condition the heedless or careless of studying, because otherwise you take that which is very superficial. Mm-hmm. But when you say that, oh, it's not asava, okay, now asava is gone, and then go on to yoga. Yoga. See, it reminds that without right understanding, no one sees that, mm-hmm. because one just thinks about asava.
Yeah.
It's like the web in the darkness, in the cage. Mm-hmm. No matter where we go, it's there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Clinging to the story of Dharma, now yoke straight away.
Keep you off mm-hmm. all the surface until one can see the nature of that which he talks about, one characteristic at a time. So when it's a time, it cannot be like now at all. The world is gone completely. No world that we used to take it all for with people and things. And in darkness.
But yesterday when you said the five pinpoints in the darkness, it seems like it would be 10 pinpoints, because it's seeing invisible object and hearing and sound.
Yes.
Five objects. Okay.
Five base. See how it happens, mm-hmm. always unknown about the characteristic of eye base, see? It's there by conditions. No one can see it at all. But it's now, it's the base for citta to arise and see, settle. And this is only intellectual understanding, but when it grows and grows stronger and stronger and appears like what Buddha taught, one can see that without this level of understanding, it's impossible to eradicate the idea of self. Because even nothing is there. But that hardness is me, see? Only that in darkness still me, as usual. Because when we talk about clinging or attachment, it has to be pinpointed. Which one?